You worked with Richard Atkinson.
I did my master's thesis with him. Atkinson and Supes had this computer-assisted instruction operation, but Atkinson was more interested in computer-assisted instruction in vocabulary and English-type skills. Pat Supes was more interested in computer-assisted instruction and mathematics instruction.
Yeah.
So when I started my master's thesis, I joined a project of Atkinson's, but I moved over to Supes because of the math thing. It made more sense that there I could use my background in mathematics.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing a dissertation with Supes on computer-assisted instruction, mathematics instruction. But it never captured my excitement. I learned some skills, and I learned how to do a regression analysis and how to really, you know, understand what that was. I learned a lot of things, but I wasn't that interested in it. And it was so simultaneously, I started doing some memory work with Jonathan Friedman. He was totally social, and his main interests were completely elsewhere. But he had this side interest in semantic memory. And he had done maybe one study by that time with Tom Landauer. Jonathan was very interested in the semantic memory stuff. I was taking a course with Jonathan, a social psych course for breadth. He said, you know, you're over there in it was learning and memory kind of thing. Cognitive as a word was, I mean, Ulrich Neisser wrote a textbook, Cognitive Psychology. It came out in the late 60s. We were just now reading it for the first time, but we weren't calling ourselves that. Then I started doing these. And I am very grateful to Friedman for teaching me how to become an experimental psychologist. And, you know, being able to think of a study, design the materials, run the subjects, analyze the data, write it up. I learned that from him.
Yeah.
I mean, my next important point is when I decided I wanted to do memory work that was had more obvious practical relevance,
yeah,
and moved myself into the eyewitness testimony world.
Well, and then you take this first position. You had been in California for all this time. You go to New York. Do you remember the transition? I mean, you went not just to New York, but New School, which is in downtown Manhattan.
I was getting ambitious, and I went to New York. There was a little bit of a personal thing going on there. That's where I developed my first studies of eyewitness testimony.
Because there are lots of topics, you must have already had some pretty strong thoughts that you wanted to do something either more applied or more involved with the courts, or just at
no,
least
more something that had more obvious social relevance. I do remember somewhere in there, because my father got cancer, thinking, I wish I could work on cancer, but I can't. I don't know anything about cancer. I've got to use what I know and what I can do. And I remember asking, well, what are you interested in? What do you like to talk about at parties when you could talk about anything you want? And I found that talking about legal issues, legal matters, seemed to grab me. There was an incident that had happened in New York that I found myself talking about. It was something like this, where a guy goes to get into his car, and some sort of hoodlum is sitting on his car or something, and he tries to get the guy to move so he can get in his car and leave, and injures or kills the hoodlum, and then the guy gets arrested. And I started thinking, well, where's this line between when you can defend yourself and when you get arrested for doing so? I was struggling with that. Well, a legal matter, and that's what, well, why did I want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Memory and law. Well, how about eyewitnesses? That's memory. But what question about eyewitness testimony? What should I study? Because there's so many different things you can study.